AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Following shooting incidents that knocked out power to a North Carolina county for days, CBS's Nicole Skanga now reports.
An individual opened fire at a Duke Energy facility in Ridgeway, South Carolina, Wednesday. According to multiple sources, the individual pulled up in a truck before opening fire using what appeared to be a long gun. Several Duke Energy employees witnessed the event. No one was injured. The shooting comes just days after a widespread power outage in Moore County, North Carolina, prompted by a deliberate attack in which gunfire damaged two substations.
Duke Energy now reports power has been restored there in North Carolina. In Moscow, Idaho, police are looking for a specific car in their investigation of that quadruple murder of students at the University of Idaho.
It's a white 2011 to 2013 Hyundai Elantra. Police say the license plate is not known right now. But still, this is a significant step in the investigation, as investigators have yet to release any information about a suspect or suspects, and this is potentially the first significant piece of evidence they've released publicly so far in their effort to solve this case.
KREM-TV reporter Mark Hanrahan. More government documents marked classified have been found in Florida.
A U.S. official confirms to CBS News representatives of former President Donald Trump alerted the FBI they've recovered yet another set of potentially sensitive documents, this time in a storage facility in West Palm Beach.
That is correspondent Scott McFarland. Some driving news from AAA this morning. Its average price for a gallon of regular gas is now $3.33. That's about a penny less than it was a year ago, as prices at the pump continue to go down slowly. Also from the Auto Association, a new AAA report finding unsafe driving behavior on the increase. That includes speeding, red light running, drowsy driving, and driving while impaired on pot or alcohol. Now to the Midwest, where the state of Iowa is offering $6 million in grants to get more truckers on the road. KGAN-TV's Nada Shama.
Businesses can apply for grant money to reimburse the cost of in-house training or employee tuition at a third-party training program. The Iowa Motor Truck Association says the grant is a step in the right direction to help strengthen a business plagued by major employee shortages.
Some 44,000 marijuana convictions in Connecticut will be automatically erased within 60 days as a new state law takes effect there on New Year's. Governor Lamont says he's going to make sure it's properly implemented. WFSB's Dylan Fearon.
A possession conviction of under 4 ounces will be erased if it occurred between 2000 and September 2015.
This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about. Just happy to
be here. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 34. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance of snow, lows dip down to about 24. Snow likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 35, cloudy skies. About an inch of snow tonight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 23.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Is It Time to Revive the Berlin Airlift for Ukraine? The Berlin Airlift started in 1948 when Russia essentially shut off all rail and road transport into West Berlin. West Berlin was surrounded by East Germany. East Berlin was along one border, and the other more or less three borders, or the rest of the border, was East Germany. And so it was landlocked, and there was no way to get food, clothing, normal supplies, or even coal, which was the main source for winter heat in Germany at that time, into West Berlin. And this started in June of 58, but it was still going when the winter came. And so this happened, by the way, the Russians did this the day after America and France and Great Britain gave Germany the Deutschmark, essentially. We set up their financial system for them in anticipation of them becoming an independent nation. So this was, Russia's way of saying, wait a minute, we don't want Germany to be an independent nation, and we think that, these East and West Germany should continue to be protectorates. But in any case, the way that they wanted to get that done was by starving people and freezing people. And so Harry Truman organized an airlift into West Berlin, and, it was an amazing, amazing story, and this from the U.S. Department of Defense website. At one point, Air Force and Navy planes were landing at Tempelhof Airport every 45 seconds. On Easter Sunday, April 17, 1949, the constant procession of planes managed to deliver 13,000 tons of cargo, including the equivalent of 600 railroad cars of coal, all in one day. And, we now have a situation where much of Ukraine is completely shut down. Many of the railroads are electric, and this is normal around Europe. Now, it's not entirely the case in Ukraine. There are still some, kind of old-fashioned engines that run on fuel, that run on diesel fuel. But I don't know the percentage, but a lot of the trains in Ukraine are electric, and so they're not running. The streets, it's hard to transport things by truck when you have no street lights and you have no traffic lights. It's very dangerous. There are large parts of Ukraine. I mean, Ukraine is huge. It's the largest country in Europe, outside of Russia, if you want to call Russia a European country. But Ukraine is the largest country in Europe. It's the size of Texas. And, there are large parts of it that the only way you're going to be able to get food, supplies, generators, fuel, two is by air lifting or air dropping. And so I've said this a couple of times on this program over the last few months, maybe we should talk about something like the Berlin airlift for Ukraine, but it was always kind of a throwaway line. But yesterday in the Washington Post, William Taylor, who was a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine under a Democratic administration, and David Kramer, who was the former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State under a Republican administration, published a joint op-ed in the Washington Post. And in that, you know, they said these actions by Russia intended to freeze a civilian population to death until they surrender are the definition of a terrorist genocidal regime, amoral, criminal, and barbaric. And then they go on advocating something like a new Berlin airlift. They say, in addition to providing Ukraine with missile defense, anti-drone, and anti-aircraft systems, the United States should organize and lead a major public and private international humanitarian effort to help the Ukrainian people make it through the winter. We should send massive numbers of portable generators, fuel, repair parts for electricity generation and distribution nodes, blankets, winter clothes, camp stoves, plastic sheeting, building repair supplies, internet connection devices, other communication networks, and food. We should send these supplies by rail, road, sea, and air. And, you know, as they mentioned, it would involve just, you know, a lot more than just air. But Ukraine in the dark of winter, in the full-blown winter, this is a full-blown humanitarian crisis, not unlike what Russia did in 33 and tried to do in 48 in Berlin. And I think these guys are right. Martin Wolf is saying something very similar over at the Financial Times. And if President Biden has the courage that President Truman did, he'll take their advice and bring together our allies toward this cause. I mean, America and the nations of Western Europe should not leave millions to starve and freeze to death in this genocidal war crime that Russia is currently committing. So, you know, I'm just coming right out and saying we need a new Berlin airlift. We need to do something about this. We can't just sit around here, you know, for the next 4 months and watch, you know, a million people starve to death or freeze to death. And, you know, you could say, well, yeah, they're actually exporting grain. Well, I don't think that's going to be happening fairly soon because, you know, they're not going to have the power to do it. So this is a genuine crisis, and I think it deserves a major response. I realize that I may be an outlier in this belief or position, but I don't think so. I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. You know, is this, should we, so far we have supported Ukraine militarily. And yeah, there has been some humanitarian help to Ukraine, but mostly it's been financial and, you know, letting the country buy their own supplies and things like that. But, you know, in a countrywide blackout situation, they can't distribute things around their own country any longer. I think we need to be doing something about this. So what say you? Also, Special Counsel Jack Smith. This guy is taking no prisoners. He's not messing around. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Benny Thompson, the chair of the January 6th committee, said that you know, they're going to be making criminal referrals to the Department of Justice. Well, that would be to Jack Smith. And Jack Smith, as the Washington Post reports, has now subpoenaed local officials in Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And, the Department of Justice has now charged 955 people with crimes around January 6th, but they have not yet gone to the very top, which is Trump. And some of the people around Trump, you know, Mark Meadows, his right-hand man, some of the others who were probably very tight with him, some of the people in the House and Senate. And now it looks like they're starting to take a serious look at these people. And we've got a guy who's a war crimes prosecutor in here saying, no, we're gonna take this very, very seriously. And I think that that's a very, very good thing. I apropos of my conversation with Congressman Pocan, if you, I realize a lot of people tune in for, you know, 10, 15 minutes at a time or, you know, don't hear every hour of the program. So just to recap my conversation with him at the very beginning of the last hour, a little more than an hour ago. I raised the question, let me start over here. Now that Reverend Warnock has been elected, there are 51 senators in the United States Senate. And my understanding had been, and I shared this with you yesterday on the program, my understanding had been that when you have a clear majority, when you only have 50 senators and the other side has 50 senators, then every committee has a 50-50 split. But when one party has 51 senators, has an absolute majority, then committee structures are such that you get an extra member from that party on those committees. So all the Senate committees will have one extra Democrat on them, which means that they will be able to change their rules. They'll be able to have subpoena power if they want, if they can get all the Democrats on the committee to vote for it. And they'll even be able to create new committees, like a January 6th investigation committee. Now, there's been virtually no discussion about this in the media, and I'm wondering if this is because the media didn't want to have that be influencing the election or what. But I did a reality check with Congressman Pocan about this. Said, what do you think? And, his comment was fairly straightforward. He said, this is that you've got it right. And, we'll have to wait and see what Schumer does, but this could be a big deal. Also, Alvin Bragg, yesterday I got the idea this criminal lawsuit against the Trump Organization was coming out of Letitia James' office. It was coming out of Alvin Bragg's office. He's the district attorney in Manhattan. My apologies for getting that wrong yesterday. And I don't know how I missed that. Like to correct the record. And now Alvin Bragg has the opportunity to go after the Trump Organization and the people who ran it on a criminal basis individually, not just the corporation. I mean, this is only, like a $1.5 million fine for the Trump Organization. It's no big deal. Corporations are convicted of felonies all the time. Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E in California, has been convicted of over 80 murders. And nobody ever went to jail. They just paid a fine. I mean, that's kind of a whole other issue, but that is something that I think that we need to talk about. How is it that corporations can get away with felonies and continue to do business? It didn't used to be that way, by the way, before before basically the turn of the 20th century. But there's a lot. This is a setup for an awful lot. I mentioned Alvin Bragg. It also is going to help Letitia James. She is still going after the Trump Organization. She's trying to kill the organization altogether. She's suing them for $250 million, which is a whole hell of a lot more than the 1.2, I think it is, million-dollar penalty that they're going to get for committing tax fraud. Also, the IRS now has information that they can use to go after Trump. And, of course, you've got all these criminal investigations, and you've got Jack Smith. Meanwhile, in Germany, they've got their own homegrown right-wing terrorists. I'll tell you about that right after the break, and then pick up your phone calls. Stick around. Congressman Pocan being on has opened a whole spectrum of conversational topics for us. We'll continue with your calls in just a moment. It's 17 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, this is interesting. Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, is going to host a panel on anti-Semitism and the rise of it in the United States. That should be fascinating. What gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique, quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice, on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine Wine Ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it, they have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Visit wineenthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at wineenthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards and outdoor axe throwing sets, bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiast. Message and data rates may apply.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect holiday gift this season? I have two great ideas certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are, and both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things list. First, Cozy Earth luxury bedding. You'll be surprised, just like I was, at how soft they are, like floating on a cloud. They're not only super soft, they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo, which makes them naturally temperature regulating, so the people receiving your gift will sleep comfortably year-round. Louise and I sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those too. Every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool reusable canvas bag. Save 40% now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, this holiday offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and save 40%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom. Alrighty, so right-wingism is like spreading around the world. I mean, it's just, it's quite remarkable. Part of this is the reaction within these countries, in this case I'm talking about Western Europe and even Scandinavia, where, you know, we saw Sweden just elect a very, very conservative prime minister. We saw Italy just elect basically a neo-fascist as prime minister. In Germany, there's this party, AfD, Alt für Deutschland, or Alternative for Germany. Which has, it's basically a neo-Nazi party. And in large part, this swing, this hard swing to the right in Europe has taken place. It's basically a racist response to the Syrian crisis that was provoked when, there's a little bit of a backstory here, global climate change wiped out, moved the desert south by about 100 miles across northern Africa, which is where Syria is. And so, you know, thousands and thousands of farmers, their farms just turned to sand. So they showed up in Damascus and Aleppo and other Syrian towns, you know, basically as homeless people on the streets, these farmers, they're formerly middle-class farmers. And they started demanding, you know, some help, some housing and some food at the very least. The response of the Bashar al-Assad government was to shoot them. And then, you know, there was this uprising, and so then Russia came in, because Russia's got a deep water port there, and Russia came in and just bombed the crap out of them, leveled Aleppo and, you know, in support of Assad. So the result of that was literally millions of refugees, Syrian refugees, fleeing Syria, going into southern Europe, and then traveling all across Europe. Germany took in over 1 million of these Syrian refugees. Sweden took in, I believe, several hundred thousand of them. And now you've got these white power parties in Europe saying, we don't want these brown-skinned immigrants here. And in Germany, police overnight, overnight for us, arrested at least 25 people tied to, in over 130 raids across the country, tied to this right-wing nut group. Well, I can't call them a nut group, but, you know, serious, deadly right-wing group that is influenced by QAnon conspiracy theories, according to CBS News. And they arrested a former parliamentarian for the AfD party, the one I was telling you about, former members of Germany's military special forces. The federal prosecutor's office, in addition to the 25 people that they arrested, they've accused another 50 men and women of forming a terrorist organization with the intent of eliminating the constitutional order of the Federal Republic of Germany. They want to take the state back to what it was in 1871, the German Reich. I believe that would be the Second Reich. You know, they were planning to storm the Reichstag, just like the Republicans did on January 6th here in the United States. There were going to be attacks all across the country. They wanted to start a German civil war. They were going to attack the power grid. Does this sound familiar? We just, you know, in the Carolinas, we just had the third one that was planned and foiled by the FBI on our power infrastructure by these white supremacists who think that this is the way to start a civil war. Apparently they were thinking the same thing in Germany. It's amazing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So how should we and the rest of the world best deal with this upsurge, this explosion of right-wingism, particularly that part of it that is being driven by racism?
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California.
I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 34. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 24. Snow likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 35. Cloudy skies. About an inch of snow tonight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 23.
Prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program.
Yeah.
Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or a bus on speaker for everyone to hear. You don't know who has access to your most private, sensitive information. So don't be that person. Here's why I use ExpressVPN and have for about a decade. Internet service providers, because Donald Trump changed the law, now know every single website you visit. And in the United States, they can legally sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your own data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. Works on phones, laptops, even routers. Everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. No wonder it's rated number one by Business Insider and The Verge. I use ExpressVPN because I don't want my personal information out there for everyone to see. ExpressVPN protects my privacy, and they'll protect yours, too. Secure your online activity today. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, and I can get you an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. And welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. We've got a lot to talk about today. Kathy in Petal, Texas. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind today?
I'm sorry, I meant to say Petal, Mississippi. Hi, Tom.
Oh, Mississippi. Okay, I can fix that.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to find out, and this may be a question to be posed to perhaps one of the congressmen when you have them on, either Rokana or I forget the other congressman that comes on,
yeah.
Mark Pocan, because my husband is retired military after 23 years, and we have TRICARE Prime. Just recently, they removed all of the local ma-and-pa pharmacies from our the coverage, and so we are forced to go to big box pharmacies, and we don't know why. There is no adequate explanation, and even when I spoke to the pharmacist, I called the individual ones that we, you know, tried to do business with. Each one has been.
Kathy, your phone is fading out here. I'm you still there?
Provider for TRICARE. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, your phone just I lost your last sentence. But is TRICARE Prime a privatized? I'm frankly I don't know anything about military insurance. I'm sorry. My understanding is that TRICARE was a federal program, but is it? It does have some private for-profit components to it, doesn't it?
Well, So and I think that must be what it is, because when we first. Like, he retired in 05, and so over the course of time, it just kind of has looked like and been more reflective of, you know, the privatization that's going on broadly. And,
is there an insurance company that you deal with at all?
Humana.
Yeah, there you go. So that's that. So what has happened? I would argue. I'm just guessing. This is not something that I'm particularly knowledgeable about. But if Humana mm-hmm. is part of TRICARE Prime, then in all probability, mm-hmm. Humana cut a deal with the big box pharmacies for some kind of a kickback or discount. That's why your small town pharmacy has been cut out of that. If you're unhappy about that, and I certainly would be if I were you, I would reach out to my members of Congress and say, you know, in fact, I would ask the question, why do we have for-profit insurance companies serving our veterans? You know, the government can serve our veterans. We served our country. Our country should serve us.
Okay. And that was kind of the conversation I wanted to have. But, of course, I live in the reddest of red states in Mississippi, where all of our representatives are Republican, and they're probably in agreement with what's going on. And so I was trying to kind of do an end around to see if there was some other insight into it as to what could be done. But I'll be happy to reach out to them to see what kind of answer I get.
Republicans pay attention to veterans. I mean, everybody pays attention to veterans, but Republicans love to use veterans as props and, you know, in their ads and things like that. And so and you know, if you just say, you know, we're not happy about this, it would be a start. Kathy, thank you so much for the call. And you know, I'm sorry I don't have an easy answer for you. Curtis in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Curtis, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. This is Curtis. Listen to your show whenever I get a chance. My question is regarding Medicare and Medicare Advantage. I've been on Medicare Advantage for about 5 years now, and I have tried, and I've been all supportive of government programs and trying to get back to Medicare, but it is difficult. But my Medicare Advantage program has been pretty good. And I guess the bottom line of my question is, you know, with the marketing power of these Medicare Advantage programs, I don't think they're ever going to go away. And I think what really needs to happen is Congress needs to regulate these companies to provide, I guess, the same coverage that you would get if you were on Medicare.
Yeah, except that they'll never be able to do that because Medicare does not have to pay multi-million-dollar salaries to its executives. I mean, the guy who really built United Healthcare, Dollar Bill McGuire, he walked away with over $1 billion out of that company. Every penny of that, or many of the pennies of that, came from that company saying, "No, we're not going to pay for your liver transplant." You know, I mean, that's you know, health insurance companies make their money by turning people down. That's how they make their money. Medicare does not make money. Medicare runs on a 2% overhead, and your health insurance companies typically run on 20% to 30% overhead.
Yeah, and that's what I'm afraid of, is that when I do have something, that they're going to end up turning me down on stuff.
That's what they
do. That's why I'm saying is that we got to get some regulations in there to make them cover you for these things.
Good luck. As long as the Supreme Court continues to say that it's legal for health insurance companies to pay bribes to politicians, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's why I think at the very least we need to get the word Medicare out of Advantage programs, because it sounds like it's better than Medicare. Medicare Advantage, I mean, holy cow. And it's not. It's these programs, they're ripping off our government to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And they're ripping off the people who have them. Yeah, there's probably a few good ones, in quotes, but, like Kaiser, for example, you know, is a large HMO network, and you're probably not going to get badly screwed by Kaiser. But even Kaiser was listed at the top of the list in that New York Times piece about a month and a half ago of companies that have been illegally or fraudulently billing the government and ripping all of us off because they have access to that. So we need to change these things. Curtis, thank you for the call. Pauline in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Pauline, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you today, Pauline?
I'm happy because Georgia re-elected the war doc, so I'm thrilled about that.
There you go.
But I was calling because I work for a community-based mental health agency, and we have had to let go, basically discharge about 15 of our clients, and we just had to call them and tell them that we can no longer service them because their insurance, they were Medicare, and now they've been switched over to Humana, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna. And so we have been sent down a statement saying that we can no longer service those clients. They could only get therapy, but we were working with them with like case management, helping them with housing, helping them fill out their food stamp applications and things of that nature, peer support services. We can no longer do any of those services with these clients. So we're actually having to let a lot of them go. And, they have, mental issues. So a lot of them are confused. They don't understand what to do, and I really feel bad because it's nothing that we can do. We cannot service them anymore, and
because now they're on Medicare Advantage plans. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and they're not covering a lot of mental health issues anymore, and so the clients are just being thrown out, basically thrown out in the street, and it's just nothing that we can do. So we as counselors, it's heartening because we cannot help them.
Yeah, that's amazing. You're talking about a population that's over 65, Pauline?
Yeah, a lot of them, they may have been on drugs for a long time. They're no longer on drugs, but their mental cognitive has declined. And then a lot of them, like you said, are over 65. They're 59, 58, 60, 61 years of age.
So that might be.
And so they've been used to getting a certain service.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're no longer getting that service.
Yeah. For people under 65, I'm not sure how that would work. But for people over 65, it would be they heard an ad on TV, they made the phone call, and suddenly they no longer have Medicare. Pauline, that's terrible to hear. I'm sorry. I don't have any easy answer for it. This is what George Bush wanted, and the Republican Party wanted, and some of the Democrats wanted in 2003 when they set up the privatization of Medicare. And, we're halfway there. Pauline, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Thanks for waking all our listeners up to this, too.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
In just a few seconds, it'll be 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. And welcome back to 49 Minutes Past the Hour. Chuck in San Antonio, it says you have an insight into that TRICARE discussion, Chuck.
Yes, sir, I do. I'm a military retiree myself.
Correct.
And the TRICARE retail pharmacy program works the same across TRICARE for Life, TRICARE Prime, whatever, and that is, without mentioning names of specific retailers, so I don't want to violate any rules.
Oh, you can. There's no rule about that. Feel free.
Okay. CVS and Walgreens, as an example, are pretty much nationwide, and they will let you use your TRICARE benefits at CVS and Walgreens. As for me, what we do, unless it's something we need to have, like right now, we go through what's called Express Scripts, which is both retail to the public, but there's also a TRICARE portion of Express Scripts. Order our mail order pharmacy prescriptions. We get a 90-day supply for like $15.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so all is not lost for the caller who was concerned. They just have to kind of play within the scope of the rules. And like I said, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, here in San Antonio, for example, HEB, the grocery store, also has pharmacy. They accept TRICARE.
I think her concern was that she could no longer visit her mom and pop pharmacies. This is like, you know, now we've got these giant insurance companies that, you know, it appears to me that TRICARE is sort of like Medicare Advantage. It's like semi-privatized government care. And the giant insurance companies that are participating with this are hooking up with the giant pharmacies, and they're just wiping out these small mom and pop businesses.
You're not wrong there. I will just say, for me being on Medicare, I won't go to Advantage ever. Medicare and TRICARE for Life, which is what you roll into as soon as you get on Medicare, has been a godsend. I had a $500,000 procedure done this year and paid almost nothing out of pocket.
Wow.
And it was great.
Yeah.
And it worked fine.
So the TRICARE for Life works for you as like a Medigap policy. It fills in that 20% hole?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and supplements it.
Absolutely.
Chuck, thank you. Thank you very much for the information.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. Good to hear from
you. Thank you.
Karen in Seattle. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I'm going to cut to the chase here. This is really good about insurance, but I have a piece of information. I'm on traditional Medicare, and I have the Part D drug plans and stuff. And about 2 years ago, I had this wonderful small pharmacy that I worked with. They were fabulous. But it's not just the Med Advantage. It's Medicare itself. What do they call that? CMS, the head of Medicare. They have knocked off all these small independent pharmacies from being preferred providers on these plans. It's not just the Medicare, it's the government that's done this.
Well, no, what you're talking about is Medicare Part D, which is also privatized. Medicare Part D, you know, which is your drug plans, these are not administered by the federal government. They are all administered by private for-profit corporations. They're, you know, Part C and Part D are both privatized.
I understand that, but the pharmacist said that it's the Medicare itself that...
No, it's not.
Somehow
Medicare doesn't pay for drugs. Medicare specifies, you know, that whole thing of the donut hole and everything. That's setting the rules, but Medicare doesn't pay for drugs. You can sign up for Medicare Part D, and then you have to buy a policy essentially, or sign up for a policy with an insurance company, and they're the ones who pay the pharmacies.
Okay, maybe you're helping me clarify that. I understand all of that. So you're saying it's the insurance companies that are dropping all these small pharmacies?
That's right, because they're cutting deals with the giant ones.
Okay.
They're cutting
all right.
bulk deals.
That clarifies.
You know, it just makes sense. I mean, I understand why they do it, but I think it's a terrible thing for competition and for the marketplace and for everything else. So.
It makes me furious. And this pharmacist said they've tried to, small pharmacies, they've tried. I get together and have some kind of a group that could question this, and you know, and they can't do a thing about it. But, you know, so,
this was all part of George W. Bush's privatization plan for Medicare.
I remember.
C&D.
Yeah, I remember that.
Karen, I got to move on, but thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Vaughn in Warrensburg, Missouri. Hey, Vaughn says you disagree with me about the a humanitarian aid to Ukraine.
Yes, sir. I think that
just let them starve,
Say again?
Just let them starve, huh? Hello? Let them freeze to death?
No. I don't think that Putin wants to starve them to death. I think that he wants what he wants. But my problem is mission creep. We're going to keep right on creeping and creeping until we find ourselves directly involved in this. And here we go with another endless war. We just did that with Iraq.
I don't think this is going to be an endless war. I think this war is going to take down Putin.
Well, it may well be.
It sure looks like it is right now.
And we don't know that.
And this is, and we haven't been lied into this war like we were in both the first Gulf War. We were lied into. We were told that the Iraqis were throwing babies out of incubators. You'll recall that. That was the one of the princesses from Kuwait. As I recall, was it Kuwait, the country that they, in the second Gulf War, Bush lied, Bush Jr. lied us into after his dad lied us into the first Gulf War. And then he also lied us into the Afghan War. You know, Mullah Omar was perfectly willing, in fact, publicly said he was willing to arrest bin Laden and turn him over to a third country. And Bush was like, no, I want a war. This is my reelection strategy for 2004. This Ukraine situation, there's nobody trying to lie us into this war. It's just, it's exactly what you see. It is a genocidal effort by another country.
So you're trying to tell me that you don't fear that happening, that scenario happening.
I do not think that Russia wants to be in a war with the United States. Ukraine, a developing country, just kicked their army's ass. I mean, they would lose a war with us so fast. They have no interest in that. I mean, this is why I use the analogy of the Berlin airlift. When it was the Soviet Union back then, but they were going to try and starve West Berlin and freeze them because they cut off all the coal going in as well, which all the power plants at that time were coal fired. And so West Berlin was about to lose electricity. It was the exact same strategy. And so we brought in all this coal and we brought in all this food and supplies and things and kept West Berlin going for 13 months. And finally Russia said, give.
But that was a coordinated thing.
It was with NATO, and that's what I'm calling for. I'm saying that the United States, not necessarily NATO, but the United States and any European allies that want to participate should be launching a humanitarian airlift. You've got people across Ukraine who are now in the dark, and it's 12 degrees below zero in parts of Ukraine right now. And they have no water, they have no electricity, they have no heat. You've got hospitals that are being shut down. You've got children who are dying, who are freezing. Vaughn, we've got an obligation, I believe, to humanity. I realize there are other countries where there are crises too, and we need to be doing. I think we need to be doing more all around the world.
Right.
Vaughn, I got to run. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive, you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. I have no doubt that she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Wow, these sound pretty exciting to me. I'm on my way to check them out for Louise. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude 90. That's a $75 savings on a best-selling holiday gift. Plus, Pajamagram does the gift wrapping for you. You need to order today, though, because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
neighborhood, chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE. Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned in.